Good evening, and I'm very glad that you're attending tonight. And my breathing is a little bit more relaxed than last time, so I'm at ease, and you be as well. Tonight, I will be putting the title of my so-called speech as Parenting 101. And a very short story as to how this came about. Joss Jackson and I were talking about a few Sundays ago, and Joss says there's two spots open for the speech. And I said, he said, let's sign up. And I said, well, I have no bullets in my gun. So I, if you will, delayed my signature in that spot until I had a few thoughts or a speech. And I wish to thank Jeremy Cox for the inspiration, because one Sunday I was talking with him and I asked him a simple question. What was the biggest influence you had growing up to keep you on the path of the straight and narrow? And his answer, I'll paraphrase, was through his parents' instruction, backed up by Scripture, by Holy Scripture. And I thought that to be most interesting, and I had not thought about that input that he exactly said, and a speech was born, if you will. So I wish to thank Jeremy Cox for his honest input and his simple answer, which gave me the words tonight, or the ideas for tonight. Marrying my wife, Chris, she has a daughter, Caitlin, and something very comical to me happened at a restaurant a night ago. She looked up, and after we had all said amen, she looked at me and said, why do we pray so much? And I said, it is proper to give thanks for your food and other things on a daily basis. And I do have a verse which will cover that, but that was all I said at the time. But I will show her this verse, and it may teach her further about why we do things as Christians. Now, excuse my breathing, I'm catching a breath. If you will, a very good thought is how we live. And I will say this, I put post-it notes in my Bible, so I'll be thumbing back and forth. It was a way to save time and made the speech possible. I apologize for that, because I'd rather have them written out verbatim and just read it out to you, but it's going to go posted night. It's how we live as Christians, and we have John 3 and 7, okay? Here's John. Okay. Yes. First John, the third chapter, and it is 7-9 on the verses. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For the purpose of the Son of God was manifested, that he destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. And that's the beginning. Also, Well, as parents, we need to be good examples to our children. And another another verse, which is telling our children that they must obey their parents, is in Ephesians 6:12. And I'll find Ephesians, hopefully very quickly. Well, not so okay. Here's Ephesians. Obey your parents. That is the topic. And Ephesians 5, chapter 5, and 6 and 7 are the verses. And it reads, let no man deceive you with... Am I in the right place here?
Chapter 6, verses 1 and 2.
Yes, yes. Thank you much, Mr. Professional. I got two... I'll correct myself. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy mother and honor the father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, also, one other thing that we have is in Timothy, the second Timothy, first chapter and verse 3. And there's Timothy. I do apologize about these post-it notes. I was supposed to have time to write everything down, and I did not, but that's the way it goes. Okay. Second Timothy, first book, and the third. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers, with pure, concise, and that without ceasing I have remembrance to thee in my prayers day and night. That's an answer to Caitlin. We are to pray day and night. Now, if you will, this is showing you the proper way to live, but as we come across our children, naturally, they are curious about subjects and questioning, and they will sometimes delve into bad habits or bad things, and so I have verses on those potential problems. And here we have 2 Timothy, 3, and which verse? Okay, 3, a book, chapter 3, and the second verse. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. So we know that they, through their own decisions, come about and test us. And so this is even said in Scripture, we are to be prepared for the testing of our children to us. Now, the problem of peer pressure, we go to Ephesians chapter 5 and 6 and 7 on the verses. And verse 6 and 7, not with eye service as man pleasers, but as servant. I'll reread this, I apologize. Ephesians 5, 6, 7. Okay, I was on number 6. Okay. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Do not hold company with them, in other words, but do not be partakers with them. And so that says it all in that problem. We have also the problem of being macho, as Mr. Cox has said, especially the young men, but ladies doing it just as well, as I have been fully aware of. And it says a bad attitude and also swearing are problems that children will push your I would say push your buttons on. So, I would go to Colossians 3:8 for that potential problem. And it says, "Be now ye also put off of all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." And if we can show them that it's in the Bible, they will be more than likely to follow our words of advice, as the young Mr. Cox followed the old Mr. Cox. another problem, especially those up-and-coming people, are being drunk or partaking of alcohol. A very common problem, I would think, especially with the peer pressure. Come on, just a little bit, it won't hurt. So we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 10 on that. Okay, I'm going to close this thing and go from the beginning. You're probably there before I am. Well, please, you may read that verse, as I apparently do not have it marked. So we'll skip that one and go on to the next problem. I do apologize. The other one is sexual activity. What is wrong with sexual activity before marriage? God does not see this as a good activity, fornication, and He has written about this for us to pass on to our children this knowledge. And this one I did write. Yay, I won't thumb around and not come up with it. It says, basically, "Now concerning these things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband." Okay, now I'm coming to a topic which children sometimes raise up, but very little, so I'm putting it last. It does not come on that often, but what about homosexuality? So I go to the Old Testament, and it's Leviticus, let me see what it's put here, Leviticus 18 and verse 22. All right. It says, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination." Clearly spelled out for the child to see and to learn from. And I do apologize about my King James Version, as it has archaic language, and I'm sure the newly translated version is much better or understandable. But mine is the old, and I'm stuck with it. All right. Now, to wrap things up, I'm going to basically give a few verses on how we should live our lives as Christians, and then give the invitation, if you would, the good habits and behaviors I've written down here will be the last one, but I'll go to these first. We are to be good company. We are to be seeking good company, and the Bible explains this, and also be good examples to others that will see us, and they will see the good in you. And I have 2 Thessalonians 3, 14 and 15 in specifically. All right. And I do see Thessalonians marked here, so that shows some good promise. There we go. Now, I'll check myself here. 14 and 15. That reads, "And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that that man note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Then very succinctly says, basically, choose your company very well and use the scriptures to guide your mind in doing so. Also, we wish to have good habits and good behaviors, and this will be found in 1 Thessalonians 17 and also 22. Prayer without ceasing. Another word for Caitlin, the little one. And we have 22. Abstain from all appearance of evil. This can take many forms, but be in places that are not looked upon as, or looked down upon as, why are you there? So simply avoid those places. Now, this is the end of the sermon, and not knowing the hearts of a man, we have the baptismal waters ready for tonight, and any of those who are willing to confess Jesus Christ as the Son of Man, and you may come down here, and we can pray and also save your soul, and we invite you to come now.